Hi, I'm Richard Campbell from Dev Intersection. I'm here with Simon Boldage from the SharePoint team, and this is the countdown to Dev Intersection. Hi, Simon.
Hi.
Thanks so much for coming out to talk to us.
Thanks. I think it's great. I think there's a lot of subject that people are really happy to go and talk about coming here from Microsoft.
Well, SharePoint's at an interesting crossroads right now. I mean, it's a product that's been around for a long time and a lot of people count on it.
Oh, definitely. Like with SharePoint Online growing and growing, and at the same time, people still having on-prem and basically questioning themselves, should I move to the cloud or should I wait for the next SharePoint on-prem? So there's a lot of things that we want to cover of how SharePoint on-prem is evolving as much as how SharePoint Online is evolving.
So it's not an either-or choice, right? Like, I don't have to go to the cloud if I don't want to?
No, so that's why SharePoint 16 is going to be great, because that's the first step in telling people, hey, we want actually you to have either your choice of going to the cloud or going to on-prem or having a bit of both. Like, so that's what a lot of the session are going to be talking about, is how SharePoint Online is evolving and how SharePoint on-prem is going to be able to take some capability from the cloud, and then what you want to keep on-prem, you can keep it on-prem, because some feature we know that there's a great power of having your own server with SharePoint on-prem running in your own building.
And I've heard over and over again in the podcast and things, like, hybrid's the new normal. That you're always going to have some stuff on-prem, some stuff on cloud. They're, either or is relatively rare.
So that's what we learned basically on customer usage, is basically people want great capability, for example, unlimited or 10 terabyte or whatever the next OneDrive for business is going to be. Then people want to leverage this because it's way cheaper to have all your personal information stored in OneDrive for business. But at the same time, there's personal information that for team relevance are better on-prem.
Yeah, you want to keep it local.
You want to keep it local. And basically leveraging those two and having capability that are able, for example, hybrid search is a great way to say, if you have data on-prem and data in the cloud, well, your search engine can search and crawl through both of them, and then you'll get the relevant information and be displayed to you wherever the information is stored. So that's just an example of how hybrid is the new norm of I have two servers that are talking together.
Especially that elasticity piece. We talk about search and things like, I need to do a lot of indexing, I want to do it right now.
Yeah.
The fact that I can light up some additional instances just for that work and then wind it back down.
Correct.
You can't do that on-prem.
Correct. And like the elasticity of online allows for a great collaboration. Mobile is a great thing. Yes, for on-prem, there's a question about, hey, can we improve mobile for that region? But cloud is going to be great for this because internet is everywhere,
right,
and people have access to their information, and the apps on mobile phone now are great for you to be able to read your Word document from everywhere.
Absolutely. Now at Ignite, you did some announcements around the migration part, because getting to the cloud is not trivial.
No, correct. So a lot of customers are now looking at cloud and saying, this is a big shift in your organization, basically moving all your data to the cloud. So one of the main areas that I'm going to talk to you about is, how do you, as a third-party developer, help your customer move your content from one place to the other? And when we talked about hybrid, is how can I select some content, move it to the cloud, keep some content on-prem?
Yeah, I never liked that word all, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's, okay, some.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be down. I need to be up the whole time. Can we put the new stuff up and slowly migrate the old stuff?
And
like, how do they do that, all that?
Yeah, and to be fair, there's a part that people need to learn about, which is, when you move to the cloud, there's some things that are going to change. For example, not all your full trusted solution are going to be able to run on the cloud.
Right.
So there's also a learning part about this that a lot of people start to know about now. But moving your data, we built a brand new API that we announced at Ignite. And now what we're talking about is we're going to go and say, hey, here's the lesson learns that we learned since then. And also, here's what we improved on it. So there's going to be a new announcement of new features that are added to the API, because based on feedback, we learned and we said, okay, those are the next set of things that are going to help our customer move to the cloud when they want to.
So SharePoint Intersection's timing is pretty helpful for you, because Ignite was back in May. Now we've had a few months to actually use these things or experiment with them, and so you've got a bunch of new features to talk about.
Correct, and that's what is great about the cloud, is where on-prem we have this cadence of, okay, we release a new SharePoint on-prem, and here's a new set of feature, where for the cloud, we announced it in May, and here's we already have new features that we can announce already.
And are live. You want to use them, you can use them. They're right there, right then. And I really appreciate the security side of this equation, too, because I think we've counted on our network, on our perimeter, to do a lot of security for us in SharePoint, and not really dug into the granular parts of claims-based security and things that we know SharePoint can do for us.
Yeah.
But now as we go into the cloud, you kind of can't ignore it anymore.
You've
got to do those things.
Definitely can. And as you talked about security, one session that is going to be also great is cross-geo, and how are we looking forward into SharePoint Online being able to be across the world, and you have your geolocation, for example. Multiple countries right now have policy where your data has to be stored inside the country.
Right.
So how does SharePoint is evolving with this? And when you have a company that is worldwide, how do you make sure that the some of that is in the right location, and all of those benefits. It's something that as the cloud evolves and SharePoint Online grows, we're going to talk about how you can leverage all that.
You know, I think you're getting a bit of a picture there of what the new SharePoint job looks like too, that part of that responsibility is going to be the governance around what data needs to remain in what country, what can be put into a more common share, how you manage all of that. Like, you're going to be able to be a lot more sensitive to that and have time to do it, because the cloud takes a certain amount of that scut work off your hands.
Yeah, and us also, one of the big things that we wanted to do with the cloud was, how can we minimize the amount of work that you need to put into, right, to not have 20 people from IT have to manage this all the time? How can you make this more streamlined? And that's where third-party developer are able to build on top of this and help out to simplify the world. The big part about this is, as you talk with on-prem you have all the elasticity if you want, because you basically can customize SharePoint the way you want. And SharePoint Online, I've always been with those boundaries that we're trying to open up a bit, but at the same time, there's going to be a reason why you want to keep on-prem for some elasticity.
Right.
And then for very scrutinizing, like IT management control, that you want to keep on-prem. And then for SharePoint Online, there's still going to be those controls, because we know that's what makes SharePoint great, is you can customize it the way you want. But again, we want to make it simple. The SharePoint Online version should be the simple one that basically you have some options, but if you don't want to go into those details, you can still have a basic functionality there.
Well, that composable dev model that is in SharePoint Online, I think people really appreciate it because it's very granular. But if you've got a commitment to some of the web parts and custom development that you did in SharePoint in past, but those just don't move easily, you're probably going to keep those on-prem.
So, correct. And I talked about fully trusted solution and web parts. One of the other things that we know that we're improving, but for example, for migration, it was the workflow scenario or events. Event-based is something that is really hard to move. Like, for example, if you have event triggers inside your list that you're trying to move over, that's something that it's really hard, because if it's still active, if it's an active workflow, then moving that over becomes very tricky.
Yeah.
So there's some limitation. We don't want to go into the detail of this is something that will never work, but this is something that right now we have our limit on. And I think it's good for people as third-party developer to know what are those boundaries right now and think about the way that it can expand in the future. But for now, we can tell them, here's the boundary, here's maybe it's where it's going to be in 5 months from now, 6 months, and then how it's going to grow.
It's still an evolving product, without a doubt. I mean, 2016 is just the next milestone. It seems to me like that's the hybrid milestone.
Correct. So 2016 is not just, so the big flag mark of SharePoint 16 is hybrid. You want to push SharePoint 16 because you get those great set of features that easily you can connect it to your OneDrive for Business, or easily you can have some site in the cloud and some site on-prem.
Right.
This is the great flag mark, but there's also a lot of features that are, we listen to the feedback of what people want on-prem and try to improve on-prem also. I don't have an example right off my head, but basically, we looked at the feedback, and we have a user voice, which is something that people go and say, for SharePoint on-prem, here's a next set of features.
Things you like, things you didn't like.
Something that people were super happy about was actually Mineral. Mineral is something for on-prem. It's not for the cloud, but a feature only built for on-prem that allows you to set up your environment in an easy way that reduces complexity that having roles for your environment of, hey, this machine is a front-end machine that is running. So you can set it up in an easy way instead of having through like this 20-page workflow of...
We're trying to get to that configuration as code sort of model, so it's a repeatable, easy to operate thing.
Yes.
The cloud demands it. I feel like a lot of the on-prem stuff we're seeing coming in 2016 kind of came from the cloud, from your experiences of running it online.
Totally. I mean, the cloud is the place where it's evolving faster, so a lot of the feedback we got in from the cloud, we put it to SharePoint on-prem, and that's one of the benefits of having a cloud in a server base also, is on one side you have this evolving, fast-paced server base, cloud base, and then most of the good features that we built and then people loved, we can actually push it back to on-prem and then say, here's a great set of new capability that we actually tested with the user on cloud and they loved it, and now you get it for free because we built it already.
That's awesome.
And on top of it, we built some extra feature for on-prem directly.
Peter, thanks so much for coming to talk to me today about what's happening at SharePoint Intersection.
Thank you. It was great to come here.
If you'd like to come out to Dev Intersection, or you can go to spintersection.com or devintersection.com, we've got a bunch of promotions going on right now, so you can get yourself a Surface 3, a Microsoft Band, or an Xbox just by registering early with a particular package, and you can meet Simon and a bunch of the other SharePoint folks. I hope to see you there.